came down as a human being to live and demonstrate what a real man should be. That was Jesus. Now, after he ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit could go to work and apply this to man who needed this salvation. Well, I think a little more illustration on what the church is, we could do it in a negative way and say, what is the church not? It's not a building. Very often you go by 10th and Maple Street and you see a building there and you say, that's my church. No, that's a building. That's a physical structure where religious worship is carried on. Or you may have some elaborate building with the Gothic style of architecture, stained glass windows, pipe organ, and all of that, and many men inside and women inside turning out those implements of Satan, the mimeograph machine handles, and grinding out all this propaganda and sending it out. And some of this stuff comes out in the fall for an every member canvas, and people get this in the mail, and the fellow reads it, opens it up, and says, oh, we're going to have a stewardship drive today. The church is always asking for money. That is not the church. Absolutely not. We used to have, years ago in our church, a director of the stewardship affairs would always run around the Midwest, and he was tireless in his efforts to get money for the synod, and always proclaimed in this sermon, this particular statement, the church has spoken, the church has spoken, at the synodical convention, so many dollars must be raised. Well, that isn't the church either. It is not money, it is not a proclamation. It's time we get counted on some of these things. Okay then. The church is not a building, it is not a proclamation, it's not a confessional statement, it's not an arm-twisting thing. The church is people. The church is people, and it comes from the word in the New Testament, namely the ecclesia is a word that's used, and it's a kind of hard thing to translate, and the word church is a bad one because ecclesia means a gathering of people who were brought together under the authoritative call of some leader. Supposing Werner gets his bullhorn out now and goes across Railroad Creek in the tailings out here and hollers out, hear ye, all you marmots who want to cross the creek and come over with me, we'll have a marmot convention. I don't know how many you'll get, but there are always some nuts here in Holden, and some will cross this creek and go over in the tailing, and there will be a gathering under the authoritative call of the chief marmot, Werner there, and this is an ecclesia. That's a church. That's what the word is in the New Testament. Or if some Democrats get together and have a political powwow, that too is an authoritative call by some political leader, a gathering, and that's a church too. Okay, who is the one who has the authority to call people? By the way, when you confess the third article of the Creed, I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian or Catholic Church, better, comma, a communion or a gathering of saints. What a beautiful expression we say every Sunday when we confess this. It's a gathering of saints. And who called them? In Martin Luther's explanation of the third article, you had an old man the other day, a whole group was able to give that in this room. I was amazed. But I believe that by my own reason and strength, I can't come to God, but that God calls me to the gospel. And this is the work of the Holy Spirit. There is that authoritative call where I do not resist the Holy Spirit, and I become what? A believer. And then I am in the church, a gathering of saints or believers. It's just too bad that we have been brainwashed by the Roman Catholic idea of what a saint is. And in the renewal of the Roman Catholic Communion, I'm pretty sure they're going to tackle this sometime, namely the supremacy of the papacy as well as the merits of the saints. They've got to do it. It's quite an issue. But a saint to them is a person who is so good that he had an overabundance of merit in order to get into heaven. And the pictures that you see of some of the saints in medieval illustrations, leave you almost nauseated. They generally have a face that looks as long as a Jersey heifer calf. They fold their arms over their breast like this and look down, and they're really sad and gooey sort of looking people. A saint is not anything like that. In Scripture we find Paul writing, greet the saints in this house. Greet the saints in this city. Saints are nothing more than believers, as you confess in this third article of the Ecumenical Creed known as the Apostles' Creed. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, comma, the communion or gathering of saints or believers. I lived 10 years in a town that was called San Bruno. Imagine a German saint with a Spanish in Spanish. In German it would be Den Heiligen Bruno, but when it's San Bruno it's so short and crisp. Then I lived 10 years in another town, Santa Maria. That's prettier, isn't it? Then north of us is a kind of a funny town called San Luis Obispo. And then north of that is a beauty, Santa Margarita. Oh, I love that. Saint Margaret. Saint Emil San Luis Obispo. He was quite a man. And our town, Saint Mary, we never refer to her as with the priest prefix of saint. But now I'd like to go and suggest something. And I want you to think this over real carefully. If you have not resisted the call of the Holy Spirit, and you sang about him, third person of the Trinity, and you have come to the point where you realize that you are so no good that you need help by God's wonderful work of sending into this world the Savior in human form, Jesus Christ, and if you have come to believe in him, then you are a saint. Then you too may get up and look at somebody, as I can do over here, and look at Werner and say, I'm Saint Ernest. And he looks back at me and says, I'm Saint Werner. Well, it's really not funny at all. Or aren't you a saint? Maybe you're not. You'd better be. A few weeks ago, some of the Leaguers had a program here that was pretty good. And then the last one, they all sang that particular contemporary type of instrumentation and melody. And I just wonder how long this is going to be in vogue, how many years this will last. But anyway, this song here was about, oh, the panic button, they'll blow it. And the world will go boom. You'd better be a saint. Nowhere does Scripture say that this world will be saved. Now I'll close with a little bit from the wildlife. We enjoyed the deer walking about Holden Village in June, particularly the doe with their fawn, and they would walk right to the volleyball court. I never in my life have seen this. The utter fearlessness that these beasts have portrayed, they're members of the Cervidea family, rudiments, and are distinguished by the characteristic of the male species. The exception is the reindeer caribou. The female has horns, massive horns that grow. And the mule deer here have different ones than the Virginia deer of the Midwest. And then there's a species of the Cervidea known as the moose. And this fella has 6 feet span of palmate horns, like your palms. Why does this critter have these monstrous things on top of its head? This is known as hypertrophyism. They've discovered an elk in the bogs of Ireland that had a span of antlers 11 feet. This elk is extinct. And zoologists kind of think that perhaps maybe the moose with this tremendous span of horn is about on its twilight zone, becoming extinct. In a certain sense, man has this business of hypertrophyism by having enlarged the capacities and the abilities of his brain to the point in the last few years where man may become extinct. And if they do push the panic button, and if you've got to scream and howl, this is bad, think it over. We might meet ourselves up in the stratosphere as radioactive ionic fission, and you ask me, hey, what happened? St. Ernest will reply, listen, bud, we're getting to heaven a little quicker than we expected. And you can say that if you have faith. Faith in this Savior who was willing to come to a no-good critter like me. I'm not good. As a saint in the Roman Catholic terminology, I'm the lousiest that ever was. I know my limitations. But the tremendous love that he has directed towards me, I'll hang on to, and I'll believe, and make it the power of salvation, as you may come to his table. And listen carefully. This is my body that was given for you. This is my blood that was shed for you. Pretty serious stuff. That's love for sinners who I hope are saints and believers. Heart of the Holy Catholic Church. And don't kick the church. People. What kind? That's determined by you and by me. Bless you.